Welcome to the Son of a Preacher podcast. Please sit back and listen to the thoughts and musings from sermons that were first brought to the pulpit 4, 5, even 6 decades ago. I am G.W., and I am the Son of a Preacher. So happy to be talking to you all again today. Dad first brought this message about love is the answer to the pulpit on October 31st, 1976. It was Halloween, which isn't brought up in the sermon and is not really important one way or the other, but I'm sure that there were a lot of kids in the congregation that were looking forward to trick-or-treating later in the day. But the scripture today was from my dad's favorite verse, John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Dad talked about this verse a lot during his ministry. And so here's what we have today. Love is the answer. Our Heavenly Father revealed his great love for mankind by giving his Son to die on the cross for our sins and for the love of mankind. Now, in the Old Testament, there's a story about Abraham. And Abraham, of course, was a God-fearing man and a wonderful man. Jesus told Abraham to go to a high place on the hill and to then offer his only son as an offering. Now, this is a familiar story, and it's one that ends well. Now, Abraham, with sadness in his heart, he set out to do what the Lord asked him to do. But, of course, it does have the happy ending, because when they got to the spot, and he was ready to offer up his son Isaac, there was an animal there that was available to be the sacrifice. So the Lord spared Isaac. But remember, the Lord gave his only son to die on the cross and did the same thing that he asked Abraham to do. And he didn't spare Jesus. Jesus gave his life so that we might have our sins forgiven. And then you add the follow-up to the statement of John 3:16. And this is in John 12, the 32nd verse. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto myself." Now that was Jesus on the cross, praying to his heavenly Father, and praying that the ones that were torturing him, that they be forgiven, because they didn't know what they were doing. And Paul, in Galatians, the 6th chapter and the 14th verse, he said, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the Lord has been crucified, to me and I to the world." Now my dad was like any other person. He spent his life in the servitude of the Lord, and there were times when he thought that his life really hadn't accomplished much. He hadn't built any bridges. He hadn't invented any new drugs to heal an illness. He just sometimes, well, when he was most tired, he wondered if he hadn't just wasted his life. But then he thinks of Jesus, and he thinks and he says, well, Jesus didn't build any bridges either, and he didn't really discover a new formula to cure diseases. But he talked to folks with love, and I think accepted their repentance. Now, I think most of us probably have had doubts of how we've spent our life, and I'm now over 70 years old. And on a regular basis, I look back at what I've accomplished in my life and what I think that I might have been able to accomplish if I had made different decisions. And I just wonder, and I just think that we all wonder and wish that we had been able to accomplish more. I just think that is what human beings do. But my dad, well, Dad knew that he had dedicated his life to telling the world of the gift of God's love through Jesus. And even though he would have moments of doubt and doubts of what he had accomplished during his life, that was just normal. Now, you show your love by what you give. And of course, in a church, we talk about tithing and we talk about building funds and we talk about different things to be done. But one way we show our love is, well, look at weddings. Now, I'm not exactly sure why he suddenly was talking about weddings here. Maybe Dad hadn't had a bunch of them over the summer. But he goes and he says, look at a wedding. And He said the children are grown up and they're out of the house, and the parents are there and they're celebrating the kids with the wedding. And the kid, the daughter or the son, hey, I've just chosen someone else that's going to be the center of my life. And the parents are not going to be the center point in the kid's life anymore. And well, that's the way it should be. And the parents, though, they routinely go through an emotional shock because suddenly everything that they've known is different. And it's no different then than it is now when kids get married. But it's a great way of showing a love for the family, in the family, around the family. Now, I think we've all known a family where there's a son or a daughter that's it's just a problem, you know, and one that is a continual drain on the family. And it seems that every time that there's any extra money or any extra anything that's available in the family, that son or daughter seems to get in trouble, seems to have a way that the family has to spend the money on them rather than on some other activities. And sometimes friends of these people will sit there and try to advise them on what they should or they shouldn't do and how they should draw a hard line or not draw a hard line. But the fact of the matter is that until you're in a position where you have to make that decision of a dear loved one, well, are you going to help or are you not going to help? Well, that you're not really in a position to even think about what it is that you would do until you are in that position. Now, because love really does make the difference, sometimes love makes us, in our human wisdom, well, you have to give that foolishly. Now, Dad discovered during his ministry, a person's love for Christ and his church is measured by the way that Christ was in that person's life. Now, I'm not talking about money alone, but the other talents that one gives to support the Lord and to support the church. Now, can you imagine if we didn't understand that we need to give of ourselves? We know money is the easiest thing to give, and it reveals our love. It really does. But if we also give a little of our time and our talents, well, doesn't that help also? Now, my dad was preaching in the church at this particular time, and it was getting close to paying off the church building that had been built a few years before. And then he talks about being surrounded by the gifts that were there in the building and how the money that they gave for the church pews and the money that they gave for the windows and the money to be able to build the church building itself and the talents that the people used to fill this building with such an amazing array of activities that were going on to support the Lord's work. And there are those there attending the church, even though it causes them some physical pain to just walk into the church building. And there are others there that may have had their feelings hurt inadvertently, I'm sure, by someone, but having their feelings hurt, but yet they're still there worshiping with the Lord. The bottom line on all these issues is the answer is love. God loves us so much that he gave his only son to live and walk this earth in a very sinful, troubled time to help us. And the Lord loves us enough to inspire the writings of the gospel so that we can still, even today, 2,000 years later, that we might know how to live like the Lord, or at least to try to live like the Lord. Thank you for listening to this today. May the Lord bless you, keep you in peace. I do want to ask everyone listening to this today to help spread the word about this podcast and help me continue to keep my Father's work for the Lord alive. Please tell your friends and your church groups about this podcast and share it on social media. Let people know that inspirations are available. And there's a new book available on Amazon, and it's titled Throwing Ink, which is a compilation of inspirations based on Dad's work. And it was written by me, G.W. Stark. Thanks for taking your valuable time today to listen to the musings of this son of a preacher. I hope the sermon excerpts from 40, 50 years ago proved to be both interesting and insightful. Please subscribe to this podcast. Let your friends know about this opportunity to see how the Bible and the problems of the world remain amazingly constant. New podcasts should arrive weekly, but there is currently a number of podcasts available if you wish to listen more frequently. May the Lord bless you, keep you in peace.